guys hit 14 straight.
Yeah, I remember going back to the bench, checking the score, and it was 100%. Probably the first time that ever happened to us. We moved the ball very well. They didn't look ready defensively. In the second half they stepped up and were more aggressive and played better D. But our start was great.
I take it after Sunday you guys were very ready.
Yeah, at least more ready than against the Lakers. But we knew that today we had to move the ball better, get everybody involved, and I think we did a very good job, especially at the beginning. Then we got a little sloppy with the lead, and we didn't play as concentrated, as focused, as in the first half. But still, it was enough to win the game.
A team like Sacramento is struggling coming out, right? Do you guys worry about, or have to focus on not getting sloppy like you tonight a little bit?
Hopefully we face the Kings the same way we did today, starting hard and moving the ball and playing good D, solid. Because we know we are all very experienced, and you know that when you give a team confidence and they start playing relaxed, they don't have anything to lose, they can get you in trouble and you can end up losing a game that you shouldn't. So hopefully we start hard and play our usual style.
Could you take us a little bit through the play where you found Tony for the three in the corner, what you were seeing and how that unfolded?
Game was five, we were at five, and I just remember I was trying to be aggressive and get to the rim or draw a foul. I remember getting under the rim, and that's what we usually do, baseline drive, baseline drift, and Tony was there open, and he made a great shot. But this is a very common play for us, somebody penetrating and finding a teammate on the corner.
Was there a time in his career where maybe you wouldn't have been able to trust Tony with that corner three? I mean, has he gotten good at it?
I think he's, I would always trust him because that's who we are and how we play, but probably a couple seasons ago, three or four, he could have just catch and penetrated middle or get closer. Now he's feeling really good about that three from the corner, and he's made some big ones this year.
How big was he when they kind of closed there in the third quarter? He kind of took it upon himself to get some buckets.
Yes, there were a couple times in the game where he took over. I remember in one play that Pop told me to go sub him, but he was playing so well, they told me, okay, wait two more minutes and see what happens. So he finished the quarter. And in the fourth quarter, he just finished the game with that three and then another penetration. So now he was huge.
Do you remember when that was that Pop was trying to put you in? And
I think it was end of third. Oh. End of third quarter where he made like three buckets in a row. And yeah, he told me, okay, wait a little more. Get sub, go sub somebody else and let Tony in the court.
Thanks, guys.